This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
Up with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9.
Okay, you've blacked out the studio, so I can't look at anything.
That's right, it is time for Who Am I in a Minute?
Okay.
And I know you get a little bit anxious about this one.
Well, I mean, all the time, always. Yes.
And this was a little bit hard, so I may have gone too hard this time. No.
See, also, I reckon that's mine warfare, mine fair, because even last time you told me it was easy, it was Bananarama, and
so
I had
easy.
No idea the names of the people in that group.
Yeah, that was so easy. Yeah. This one, look, this is an artist that Joy
for
plays
you,
a
not
lot
for
of.
Me.
But Joy plays a lot of this artist.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that you know.
Dua Lipa.
No.
Imagine if it was.
Imagine if it was.
You'd
that would be really
so
awkward. I'd be
angry.
So upset.
Yeah. Dean puts a lot of effort into this, and.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so we're not. No, it's not Dua Lipa.
Hey, don't tell me it's hard.
No, here we go. I'll go gentle. Here we go.
Oh. See, this is the part
the
that spooks
me. In 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Okay.
So
she was born in New Jersey in 1962, and she's the daughter of a famed jazz musician.
Oh.
At the age of 11, she began writing poetry and took her writings.
And Frank.
No,
okay.
Frank didn't write poetry.
No, she did.
She's running an attic. This artist took writing so seriously at the age of 14.
Oh, gosh.
She was inducted into the Poetry Society of America.
Oh,
and
what
was
a
the
loser.
Youngest person ever to receive that honor.
Oh, Rihanna.
No, good guess though.
Joyzy. I'm from Jersey.
She studied business and computer science at Harvard University. This is a smart cookie,
what?
Right?
A singer.
Her first job in the music world was a backup singer. And then she started to write her own music. In the 1980s, she collaborated with Basement Boys, who did work with Paula Abdul and Michael Jackson.
Oh, I don't know what you're saying.
One of her first songs was about a homeless woman.
Mariah Carey. No, it's not. Homeless
called
woman.
Gypsy Woman.
Oh, Gypsy Woman. Hey, you got a Gypsy Woman. What's going on?
No. It's not her song at all.
Jersey. What is it? Is it first letter?
Her first name starts with a C. Her last name starts with a W.
Claire Waterfield.
Kind of close.
Catherine Waterfield.
So Gypsy Waters, but her other song you might know.
Yes.
100% pure love. And Destination.
Unknown.
That's it. That's who is it?
No idea.
Who is it? You know who it is.
I have no idea who that is.
You don't know who that is?
No. Cynthia Nixon. No. She's an actress.
She was in Sex and the City.
Ronald Reagan.
I don't think she's a jazz musician. No.
Who?
It's Crystal Waters.
Oh, I was close with the Waters.
You were close with the Waters.
You
psychic.
You think I know names. I don't know the names.
But you know Crystal Waters?
No.
No.
I know. 100 and back to the middle and around again. Yeah. But I don't know that.
But the Gypsy Woman was actually about a homeless woman singing for money.
Can you sing that song for me?
I can play it for you.
Oh, well, can you sing it?
Here it is. This is Gypsy Waters by Crystal. Gypsy Woman by Crystal Waters.
Leave my mic on so I can yell at you over the song. You gonna turn me off? Oh, I get
it. You know it.
She got a mouth.
This is it.
A Gypsy Woman.
You know it.
All right.
La-di-di, la-di-da.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a great song.
Thank you, Crystal Waters, for your service.
You're in Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.